Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Thursday. It's Thursday, bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. And that can mean only one thing. It means we go to the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline to talk to our friend Darren Revelle of the Action Network. Download the free Action Network app and track all your bets and go to actionnetwork.com and get some great content and information and be one of the millions following Darren Revelle on Twitter at Darren Revelle. Darren, nice job on the first pitch this past weekend at that Mets game.
Yeah, you know, I should get some credit for some semi-athletic moment.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of people are disappointed. I had people saying, come on, you should have, you know, done a horrible thing. But, you know, the thing about me is I try, and that's what makes me me. So had a couple strategies, you know, was told don't stand on the mound because you'll probably throw it down, have a high point of release, go to the, you know, bottom of the mound, and let it go. And, I didn't throw a strike, but I clearly got it, you know, pretty close to the plate.
Yeah. Was that your goal? Was your goal just to, my goal would be just to make sure I don't skip it up there or bounce it up there. Like, just if it looks like a normal throw where I'm playing catch in the backyard, I'm totally cool with that.
Right. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. That's where it was. I didn't want anyone. They're like, should I stand in front of the plate? I'm like, no, stand behind the plate.
Of course.
You know, but not looking to be a hero, get on the mound. They said you can't get on the rubber anyway. But that's kind of how it was. And then, you know, then if I did throw a horrible first pitch, then Steve Aoki the next day would have just totally outdone me anyway. And then I would have had a horrible first pitch seeking attention that would have lasted less than 24 hours.
Yes. You would
and
have
then got, it would be on the internet forever.
You would have gotten Farrah Fawcetted. Remember the day Farrah Fawcett died? Everybody's like, oh, Farrah Fawcett died. I can't believe it. And Michael Jackson goes and dies the same day. Yes.
Yes. June 30th. 2000 and
eight or nine, somewhere in there. I remember being on the air.
Yeah, I want to say eight. Yeah, June 30th or July 1st. I remember I was in London.
Gotcha.
So that was that. And it, you know, it was kind of weird to have actually like done something semi good. I mean, because I think like 75% of people screw it up.
Yes.
You know, it's very highly screwed up.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I had extra pressure because there was a 7-year old doing a first pitch after me. And I was like, oh my God, if I bounce it and this kid throws a strike, that would be just bad.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, outdone by a 7-year old would be bad news.
Did you try to stare down the 7-year old or anything?
Yeah.
Try to intimidate him a little bit?
No games. Cause you never know who's taking pictures. No games.
Yeah. Darren, look, yeah, that was obviously just, something you did for free. Whereas for money, you do things like break down the business of sports, all the finances, everything like that. And frankly, Nick Saban took a shot, not just at Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher, but I feel like he took a shot at the entire state of Texas when he whined and complained incessantly the other day about the fact that, according to him, Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies just bought their entire recruiting class. Where are you on Nick Saban, the great blame shifter, and all of this right now?
Well, obviously, you know, he wants to do it the old way, and the old way now everyone could show their cards, and he's just not as good at it yet. And so, you know, obviously he wants to do the old way, and, you know, it's and say he's doing it the new way. You know, Alabama is the only school that makes their players, when they're doing individual NIL deals, go through them, because they want to see every deal. So, in other words, if I'm a collective and I want to offer some guy a deal, I technically do not know if that guy and what the contract is for those guys in the, that guy's individual deals. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are not, they are not required to tell me if they don't want to. The companies are not. Now, the individual deals have to be filed with the school when they're done. But Alabama, being the agent, the de facto agent of the individual NIL deals as well, sees the deals coming in, unlike any other school. So, you know, obviously, you know, Nick's trying to play this game. But you know, it seems like he's got a choice to either play this game or get out or leave. And I think there's going to be a lot of coaches. I think more basketball coaches than you can imagine, because if you can't play this NIL game in basketball, you got five players. People are going to play it spectacularly or don't want to get involved. You are going to see a record number of coaches retire in both football and basketball in the next 2 years.
Yeah, we're talking to Darren Revell of the Action Network on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. We were talking about that earlier, just how the job now doesn't look anything like probably what these guys signed up for 5, 10, 20, 25 years ago. Like, it's just so different in the last...
They've made enough money.
Yep.
where they're just going to say, well, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. This is a different, you know, this is totally different. I just don't want to do this anymore. I can't play this game. You know, guy gets to be a better player than you thought he was. He has an agent. His agent is now calling the coach and saying, well, we're going to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know, if he doesn't get 500 grand, we're going to enter the transfer portal. And, you know, it's crazy.
So where does the rubber meet the road, do you think, then, Darren, in terms of the consumption of the product? Like, ultimately, if it doesn't affect the popularity of the sport on television and in the stands, then, I mean, those are the big things that the sport gets measured by. I don't know how heavily motivated people are going to be to make drastic change. Do you think that ultimately, if the environment stays the same way that it is, yeah, we might see coaches retire or coaches leave. They'll just be backfilled by other guys that want to make a seven-figure salary to do whatever the job entails now. But do you think that this is ultimately going to affect the popularity of the sport on television, let's say?
No. I think the first thing to do is, how long is this going to last? So Tennessee had a fundraiser. Clay Travis gets on stage and says, I'm putting 100,000 in. And, you know, reportedly they've managed to promise this quarterback from California $7 million. The question is, what is happening year two? Are these guys funding $50 million worth of commitments? Or is this going to come out of the gates and just sputter? What is going to happen in the locker rooms? You saw what happened in Miami, where the guy led the Miami to like the Elite Eight, and he's seeing that the booster on Miami is saying, we got this transfer from Kansas State, and I'm doing a 2-year deal for $800,000 plus a Porsche. And then the guy's agent, who was at Miami, goes to the booster, not even back to Miami, and says, we need more. I mean, the locker rooms are going to be decimated. Mm. So I think it's too much to say, like, what is going to happen. I think we have to see. The only thing I think is definitely going to happen is the NCAA is just not going to have much to do here, which is going to be unfortunate, which is going to be really unfortunate for them, because they made themselves a compliance enforcement organization that happens to run the NCAA championships. And if they do not do any sort of enforcement because they're scared, because they had the Supreme Court case that restricted earnings, they're just an event company where they're running 90 championships and they're charging $700 million for that a year. So for $7 million, all the Power Five should just get together and have an event company run it, because the NCAA has zero purpose now.
Yeah. Darren Revelle, Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. Darren, before we cut you loose, you got any picks for the PGA Championship this weekend? A lot of people weighing in and gambling on that bad boy?
Let me save some people money.
Okay.
Not Tiger.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Well, the Tiger fans are going to – what is he right now? What's he on the odds board?
60 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah. 50 to 1.
I feel like there's plenty of people will talk themselves into that. So –
Someone plunked down $20,000.
Of course they did. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Is Mattress Mack on this thing at all? Do we know?
He probably is. Yeah. He's probably tilting every day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. That's where we find Darren Revelle, Action Network, noted first pitch thrower, Darren Revelle, and ActionNetwork.com is where you can find all the great content. Darren, we always appreciate the time and the insight, man. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
And if Tiger wins, you know, you're welcome to play that clip. You have rights to it.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Oh, save this, man.
Expose me.
People will love that. All right, Darren, we appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, take care. Darren Revelle, always enjoy that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.